Welcome to Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets, your oasis in an otherwise troubled world. Hi, I'm Bob Bordonaro, executive producer of Mystic Radio. We are a live call-in show where you receive spiritual healings for you and your pets. So take these phone numbers down now and give us a call. The toll-free number, 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Start dialing now to speak to our Mystic Radio spiritual healers, Robin Lexus and Nels Rasmussen. And when you call in, please make sure you have a strong cell signal so we can hear you, and please be able to articulate your issues clearly and concisely so these world-class healers can serve you properly. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Mystic Radio audience. Welcome one and all from all over the universe. Now, this show, as Bob just said, is a live call-in show, and you can call in and receive a past life reading from me, or you can receive some other special healing from Nels, or you can ask to work with both of us. But the intention of the show is always consistent, and that is to provide you with your own ability to know, trust, and act upon your own knowing. So if you're intrigued with accessing your own intuitive knowing, you want that powerful, clear voice to aid you in your life decision-making, then you're going to want to call. The toll-free number is 888-298-5569, and locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. So please give us a call now. Bob?
We'd like to say hello to our co-host, Nels Rasmussen. Hi, Nels, and please tell the audience about spiritual reconnection and what you will be doing for them on today's program.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Hi, everyone. I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor, a spiritual healer for people and animals. What I'll be doing on today's show is helping you or your pet by getting rid of negative energies which show up as feelings stuck in your energy field or as an active fight-flight system in your pet. This clearing gives you both more positive energy so you can be happier and healthier. When Robin and I work with you, we can address you or your pet's issues with our unique approaches at the same time. This synergy is something you're going to want to experience for yourself, so call into the show today. If you'd rather talk to me off the air, though, to learn more about how my healing work can help you or your pet, just go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com and click the Contact Us button. I always do a free call to answer your questions and to see if there's something that I can do to help you. And remember, spiritual healing can support good medical care. It doesn't replace it. Bob?
And remember, every Wednesday to set your alarm for 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, so you'll never forget to listen and call in to Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets. And if you want to talk to these healers today, a past life reading with Robin or a spiritual reconnection with Nels for your pet or yourself. The toll-free numbers, take these down. Give us a call now. Toll-free, 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Well, we have a great show for you coming up with our courageous callers. That's what I'm looking for. Lost my place here. So please take your phone off speaker and turn off your radio or computer before you get on the call with Robin and Nels. I'm going to give those phone numbers out one more time. Give us a call now if you want to talk to these guys today. The toll-free number is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. I am going to play the gong to clear the energy for the show today, and then we will get to your calls for Robin and Nels. How many today, dear?
Three.
Clearing, 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 clearing the energy for the show today. The phone numbers once again, toll free anywhere in the country, 888-298-5569. I know you're out there. Give us a call now. The local number in Seattle is 425-373-5527. So, we played the gong. Let's get to our callers. And we have Mary from Gig Harbor, Washington, who's looking for some healing from both Robin and Nels today. So, Mary, welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with the healers.
Hi there. I was hoping to do a possible surrogate healing for my daughter. She has been struggling with depression and anxiety for years, and she doesn't seem to be getting any better. And I'm just really concerned about her. I feel like she's getting worse, and I'm wondering if there's something that you could possibly see and if there's a way to help her.
Did she give you permission to give us her name?
Yes. Well, okay, she gave me permission to call you.
Okay, and what's her name? Oh, but she didn't give you permission to use her name. Okay. All right, well, let's go to Nels. Yeah, I just want to see how Nels is going to feel about this.
Okay, well, you know what? I think we can make this work because, after all, Mary knows her name.
Good one.
Yeah, so whether we do or not won't matter because we're going to tune in through Mary. And would you like me to kind of start my thing, Robin, and then hand it back to you momentarily?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's check in here, Mary. You just think about your daughter and the troubles she's having. All right. And so here's what we're going to do. And I would like all the listening audience who can to help us out here. We're going to go through trying to get all of our energy fields infused with trust. And that is for Mary. And it's also for your daughter, and every one of us can also benefit from this as well. So what I'm going to have you do is everybody who can, close your eyes and look down towards your heart. Take a breath in and hold your breath and focus on trust, the word trust and the number 8. Trust and the number 8, and I'm monitoring for that shift. Trust and 8. We're getting some good strong pulses coming through here. Trust and there we go. Boom. All right. So you can all breathe. Thank goodness for that. All right. And let's let Robin have a look now and see how that's looking.
Okay. So when we first got on the phone and you were sharing the frequency of your daughter, I saw a great deal of disturbance in her field, and none of it was her own. As Nels began to address the situation, some of the hostility of the frequencies has abated. I do feel that we need to go into her Akashic records, and I'm asking for her higher self to go with the overlighting diva of her Akashic records into the karmic boardroom, and actually do see her doing so. And across the table from her, there's no one sitting there yet. I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to, this is interesting. Archangel Michael just brought into the karmic boardroom, aspects of your own daughter. So that's pretty interesting. I've never seen that happen before. Normally, if you have karma, you have it with another individual or another life form. But in this case, your daughter's sitting across from your daughter. So let's find out what one does in a situation like this. Well, the part of your daughter that went in consciously to heal herself is reaching her hands out across the table to the part of her that is stubborn, I guess we could say, because she's kind of leaning back in her chair and she's crossing her arms and crossing her ankles, and she's just not interested in resolving the problem. And so your daughter is saying to her, look, one of us has to be the boss here, and I've decided it's me because I'm the one that's connected to Source Love. I'm the one connected to my higher self and the soul body. And basically, you can't do this anymore. It almost looks like a energetic situation, not bipolar, because that would be, you know, something that they would define psychologically. This is where some aspect of your own daughter in this lifetime and others has kind of gone rogue from herself. And your daughter is like, not going to happen anymore. So now I'm going to go back to Nels and see if he's working with the communication between these two parts of this person.
Yeah, so I was getting really tremendous God bumps all over me, lots of energy flowing through my hands, and I was picturing everything you were doing and basically touching those two aspects of your daughter, Mary, and feeling that energy flow. So it feels like we're getting through a little bit here, is I would say.
Powerful. Yeah, I'm getting more information now too, Mary, is that in these past lives, your daughter's soul went through an extraordinary amount of trauma. Certainly wartime, I mean, very aggressive, horrible things. And sometimes when that happens, the soul fragments or splits, and part of it will go into what I call the folds of time or the folds between the universes, because it's been so traumatized. So when you understand that, it kind of makes sense that if your daughter is attempting to heal herself, she might have a part of her that is so protective of these other vulnerable aspects of her that she's just not, wasn't even ready to trust herself, to trust herself to bring the energy through. But I'm actually watching the healing now, and let's go back to Nels here and see what else he has to say about this.
Okay, well, it was like a bell curve. If you picture a bell curve, that's what I was experiencing in the energy flow. And just about 10, 12 seconds ago, all of a sudden we crested over the top and slid down the other side, and everything got real calm and peaceful again. So there's been a great big energy shift here. I look forward to hearing how this comes out.
Yeah, what I was seeing that coincides with what Nels was experiencing is I was seeing this really large tear-shaped energy, kind of like a sacred geometry, and that is the vibration of forgiveness, working with like Master Christ Jesus and Saint Germain, the violet flame, in the fourth dimension. And so all of these different parts of your daughter that either maybe somewhere along the way felt like it was her fault these things happened, or it looks like it was never her fault, but she may have picked up feeling that she was responsible for other people's karma. And a lot of times we do that if we're so traumatized, we're trying to control or manage a situation so that we don't get injured. Okay, now the two parts of your daughter are standing up in the karmic boardroom, and they are shaking hands, they're bowing to each other, and there is some sort of angel, I'm not sure who it is walking this part of your daughter back around the table so that she's to the right of your daughter's higher self. And now they're facing each other, and I'm watching them begin to integrate their systems. And while they do that and bring forth this absolutely profound healing, I would like to bring forth from everyone that's listening the highest and holiest energetics, the highest and holiest beings, and the most benevolent outcome in this situation, because I think a lot of people are probably going to, there we go, the energy's coming through. Mary, what are you feeling as her mom?
You know, I feel like something's happening, and I really can't identify it or put my finger on it, but I just feel something, and I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, and you know, I think that that is the exact way to describe it, because sometimes things happen that aren't in our human conceptual field, so there's no way to articulate it. It's often why I used to say on this radio show, this is an experience, not an explanation. It's because of the exact sense that you're having right now. Now, I do see your daughter's high self coming out of that karmic boardroom. And I can see her going back to wherever she is and merging into her field, coming through her soul body and then right into her physical body. And she's looking pretty good doing that. So, Bob, is there anything you want to add to this situation? Okay. All right. Then, wow, that was just absolutely beautiful. So impressed with your daughter's courage to experience a healing remotely through you live on the air. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Do you want to talk to Robin for a past life reading today? I know you're out there. Do you want a spiritual healing from Nels today? I know you're out there. You always think about calling. Call now. You'll get in. You'll talk to the healers. The toll-free number is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. This is Mystic Radio, and we will be back after these messages.
Are you curious about your past lives? The information in your past lives could be a treasure trove. Haven't you been interested in finding out what it is that you really know deep inside of yourself? And what if you could use that information to create a better life for yourself? What are you waiting for? You can call me, Robin Alexis, and book a session, and I will help you find the keys to unlock the treasure of your soul's wisdom. You can book a session with me by calling Bob at 530-859-2499 or go to robinalexis.com and book in the Mystic Store. That's robinalexis.com and book your past life reading.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
I am Joy Eyre, and I am so happy to be sponsoring Sharing Love and Loss with Robin Alexis. I am also a producer of the upcoming film Eye of the Orca with Tower 15 Productions. Award-winning filmmaker Callie Gilbert invited me to join her, and now I am inviting you to join us too. Visit tower15productions.com/Eye of the Orca to learn more.
This is Robin Alexis, and I am very, very excited to share with you my new book, Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember. It's a book about choosing love. There's 21 inspiring stories by different authors, including myself. The book can be found at Amazon.com. That's Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio for Past Lives, people and pets from mystical Mount Shasta, California, and in the shadow of White Horse Mountain in Darrington, Washington, and that's where Nels is. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it's Mystic Radio.
And if you would like a private session with me, you can go to my website, robinalexis.com, and go to the Mystic Store, and you can book in there, and Bob will call you back and schedule it. Or you can call Bob directly at 530-859-2499. And you just heard about my book, Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember. It's really an amazing book. It's a compilation of different authors who we have gathered together for decades, literally, at this point, and put this book together, and then I offer a lot of insights about how to cope with the reality that we're existing in and how we as individuals and a collective can begin to co-create a more peaceful future. Now, I do encourage people, when you go to Amazon.com and you purchase it, after you have read it, if you feel compelled to write a customer review, please let me know by emailing me at spiritladyrobin@gmail.com and let me know that you wrote a customer review. And then I will answer one free email question for you as a thank you for you taking the time to help me get this book out to as many people as possible, because I really think it can help people. And that's why I'm pushing it this hard. Bob?
If you want a past life reading with Robin now, or a spiritual reconnection for you or your pets from Nels to now, the toll-free number, give us a call now, and you can talk to the healers today. The toll-free number is 888-298-5569, locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Give us a call now, talk to the healers, and you can get all of Nels' contact information and his wonderful healing at healingministryforanimals.com. I'll give the call. I'll give the phone numbers out one more time today, right now. Toll free, 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Call us now. Talk to the healers. And now we're going to go to Angela from North Carolina, who's looking for some healing from both Robin and Nels today. Hi, Angela. Welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with the healers.
Hi, Hi, Mystic Trio. How you guys been?
Good. Nice to hear your voice. How can we serve you?
Well, Robin, I had my call with you on Monday, and you said, yeah, we went through some pretty good terrain, I would say, and you said, you know what, Angela, you may need to have Nels reset you and make sure you're balanced, and because my people asked me to take a 21-week reprieve and really be gentle, so I agree that it might be helpful, Nels, if you make sure I'm balanced.
Ready for you. I tuned in, and yes, I picked up the situation, and apparently that's what you were talking about, the situation, and the vibration in there is powerlessness. So focus momentarily on powerlessness. And encourage your hand and your heart. Take a breath in and hold it. And think... Trust and the number eight. Trust and the number eight. I'm monitoring for that shift. Trust and eight. And now we're starting to get that shift, and it's coming into synchronization. Boom. All right. Breathe normally, Angela. And let's go back to Robin and see how that looks.
Well, it's pretty interesting, Angela, but before I say anything, just please answer yes or no. Did you feel a shift when Nels was working with you?
Yeah, that felt good.
Okay, because you do look a lot more in your body. I think it's difficult for us to really accept our divinity. It's been so beaten out of us that when we're like, oh yeah, let's turn it back on, we're kind of like, okay, maybe we need to pace this thing, hence the 21-day program that your guides put you on to feel comfortable with yourself. The other thing that happened, Angela, which is fascinating to me, is the orca whales came through. Do you have a connection with whales?
I'm not sure. I have been told that I'm of the mermaid type. I have been given that,
okay,
too. So,
okay.
And I don't know if that's the only, you know, that's the only thing water, you know, I can think of right now.
That makes so much sense. I mean, let me explain to you why. I don't know if you heard during the break, I have launched a new show called Sharing Love and Loss with Robin Alexis, and it's a show that airs on Kixi Fridays from 3 to 3:30.
And that's Kixi AM 880 in Seattle.
Yes. And what's interesting is the woman who's sponsoring that show, she's also sponsoring a movie called Eye of the Orca. And I'll often feel, since this movement is coming through, that the orcas start to come in and connect them. I'm like a God bumps all over me.
I've got goosebumps everywhere.
Okay, so they're definitely starting to communicate to us. This is very important. You may want to follow what is happening with that. You can go to tower15productions.com/ Eye of the Orca and find out about how you could get involved in that film if you want to. But nonetheless, whether you're involved in the film, you're clearly having a relationship that's been launched with the whales and the water. So that is a lot of support coming in for you, Angela.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nels, are you sensing anything else before we go to our next caller?
No, that seems good to me.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you both. Take care.
Thank you.
Hey, Eric, let's take line one. Joy next, please. Go ahead. Joy, is that you?
Yes. The phone line is breaking up a little.
Yes, it is. Okay. So how can we serve you today? And it's interesting because Robin's
just... Please, Robin and Nels, just take a look. see what's up.
Okay. Nels, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Joy. Let's tune in and find out what's the big deal here. I'll have you think about what the big deal is for you, and that'll open the door. All right, and once again, here's this vibration of powerlessness. There's a lot of that going around lately, so let's see what we can do to help that out for you. Okay, well, we got two vibrations, two vibrations that are fighting for supremacy here. Let's go with harmony on this one. I want you to focus on harmony. And with your eyes closed, you're going to be looking up towards your eyebrows and do slow, controlled breathing. I'll be monitoring above your eyebrows for this shift, focusing on harmony and seven. Harmony and seven. Starting to bring in some pulsations, some balancing coming in here. Good, strong pulses. And there we go. We have a connection. You can breathe normally again. And let's check on that harmony. Yeah, that looks good and strong. So let's go back to Robin.
So, Joy, the first time that you heard about orca whales, where were you?
The very first time in my life that I heard about orca?
Yeah, when you were a child.
Oh, my gosh. I don't...
I thought, okay, never mind. This isn't working. I'm sorry. I'm getting all kinds of signals from all over the place here. So, basically, let's just, Joy, there's a weird vibe going on today, and I don't know what it is.
Mercury's in retrograde. It just hit retrograde. That's why the phones are not working. That's why we can't communicate properly with our callers.
Okay.
That's
well,
what's going on.
Then let's just see what can come through if I try to speak in English, if it changes to a different frequency. Okay. So, Joy Air is actually who you just heard voicing a commercial where she is the sponsor of the new show Sharing Love and Loss with Robin Alexis, which airs on Kixie on Fridays from 3 to 3:30.
8:80 a.m.
And in addition to that, Joy is one of the producers for a new film called Eye of the Orca, which is who wants to protect the whales, right? Who wants to protect the orcas? That's what this is all about. And if you want to know more about that, you go to tower15productions.com/eyeoftheorca. Now, Joy, I thought you told me that when you were a little girl, you were in Japan, and you looked up in a museum and you saw an orca whale hanging from the ceiling. Is that something I made up?
You interpreted. I was seven in London at the Natural History Museum, and it was a blue whale.
Okay, so there we go. There's something about you being a little girl and seeing the blue whale where it feels like you were fascinated with the whale, but you also took on, like, societal shame of how humans have hurt them. And that's what I wanted to bring out and then bring it to Nels, because I think that needs to be healed inside of you. Nels?
Yes.
Okay, well, now that we're focusing on that issue, let's see what door opens here. Oh, interesting. And I got goosebumps just thinking this word. And the word is ridicule. And so, all right, let's see what we do with that ridicule vibration. And we are going to replace it with the feeling of devotion, which has given me even more. So, yes, devotion. And this is what we're talking about right now is your devotion to this project. So focus on the word devotion. And with your eyes closed, look down to the left and control your breathing and think devotion and the number six. And I'll be monitoring on the left side of your head for this shift. Devotion. Focusing on that devotion, replacing ridicule with devotion. There we go. Strong pulses coming in. And they have synchronized. You can breathe normally again. All right. We have cleared that ridicule vibration. So how's that looking, Robin?
Oh, my goodness. That was a massive shift. I do want to say that, Joy, when you were a little girl and you got really, really joyful about things, were you ridiculed for being an exuberant, joyous person?
Yes.
Yeah. And so here you are. I think when you saw that whale, you knew in your soul at 7 years old that you were here to help them. And if somebody didn't celebrate that with you, it left a wound. And I think you just healed that. And it's quite lovely that you were able to do that with Nell's assistance. So, Joy, thank you for being joyful. We need more people like you on the planet. And thank you for helping the whales and sponsoring my new show, Sharing Love and Loss with Robin Alexis on Kixie 880 AM. Thank you, Joy.
Yeah, Kixie is KIXI.
Oh, thank you for that. Adorable.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Thank you. Do you want to talk to the healers today? Today's a very special day. Get in and talk to them. The toll-free number, 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. I know you think about it every week. Call now. Talk to them. This is Mystic Radio.
This is Robin Alexis, and I am very, very excited to share with you my new book, Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember. It's a book about choosing love. There's 21 inspiring stories by different authors, including myself. The book can be found at Amazon.com. That's Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember.
Are you as happy, healthy, or fulfilled as you want to be? What's stopping you? Do you feel like you're stuck, almost like there's an invisible force field holding you back from what you want? Do you want to break through that invisible wall? It's all in your mind, you know. Those blockages are self-programmed by past traumas and current fears. Did you know that you can reprogram yourself and move through those invisible barriers? I'm Dr. Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I help people and pets all over the world to be happier, healthier, and more fulfilled by eliminating their physical, mental, and emotional blockages with my unique approach to energy healing. I call it neuroenergetic balancing. To learn how this breakthrough approach can help you, go to healingministryforanimals.com and click the Contact Us button. Then I'll schedule you for a free consultation to discuss your situation. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
What is an intuitive life coach? A professional who can help you access your intuition and use intuition to improve your life. Robin Alexis has been assisting people to know, trust, and act upon their own intuitive knowing for over 25 years. She's discovered that getting a past life reading is one of the best ways to connect with your own intuition. Why? Because intuition comes from the soul collective memory of all your past lives, not just what you experienced in one lifetime. Robin Alexis is one of the premier past life readers on the planet today. Set your goal now to let Robin Alexis read your past lives. It will enhance your intuitive knowing. Don't let another year go by that you ignore this gift from within yourself. Call Bob at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499 to schedule or purchase your session in the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. That's robinalexis.com. If your intuition is nudging you to schedule a past life reading with Robin Alexis, don't wait. Do it now.
I am Joy Eyre, and I am so happy to be sponsoring Sharing Love and Loss with Robin Alexis. I am also a producer of the upcoming film Eye of the Orca with Tower 15 Productions. Award-winning filmmaker Callie Gilbert invited me to join her, and now I am inviting you to join us too. Visit tower15productions.com/Eye of the Orca to learn more.
Have you ever experienced love or loss in your life? Of course you have. You're human. I'm Robin Alexis, the host of Sharing Love and Loss, a new show on Kixi that airs Fridays at 3 p.m. My guests share their stories of loving and losing, either a person, beloved pet, human rights, health, or anything else important. Together we learn how to move on. Please join me and my fascinating guests. Join the Sharing Love and Loss community Fridays at 3 or where you subscribe to your favorite podcast.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio for past lives, people and pets from mystical Mount Shasta, California, and in the shadow of White Horse Mountain in Darrington, Washington, and that's where Nels is. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it is Mystic Radio, and you just heard a spot about Robin's new show on KIXI. Radio 880 in Seattle, Washington. You can get it online or you can listen to it at 3 p.m. on Fridays, and it's called Sharing Love and Loss.
And if you'd like to work with me privately for a session, you can go to robinalexis.com and go into the Mystic Store and book your session there. Or you can call Bob directly at 530-859-2499, and he will get you scheduled. And if you want, obviously there's a lot of new things going on. If you want to stay abreast of what's going on, you can like and follow me on Facebook at Robin Alexis, and then I'll direct you into different things that Nels and I do on Facebook, as well as my new show. Now, if you want to book privately with Nels, you go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com, and you fill out the contact information form, and he'll call you. I highly recommend you subscribe to his newsletter. When you do that, I really love his newsletters. He has great videos of him healing pets, so it's pretty cool. Bob?
And if you want a past life reading with Robin today, live on the air, or a spiritual reconnection for you or your pet, live on the air, give us a call now. Talk to the healers. The toll-free number is 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Give us a call. Talk to the healers. And we have got Sharon from Seattle who wants some healing from Nels today. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with Nels Rasmussen.
Hi, Sharon. What can I do for you today?
Yes. Hi. My sister got a seven-month-old cat about a month ago. And the day they got the cat jumped out a window and was never seen again. And we do have raccoons and coyotes around. And can you tell me what happened to the cat?
Ooh, boy. You know, my expertise is not in that area so much as in the healing part. So I'm wondering if Robin has any insight into what's going on.
Well, what I'm feeling, Nels, is that the spirit of the cat wants you to tune into it and help it wherever it is. I don't even think it knows where it is. So can you tune into the vibration of the cat and go from there?
Okay, I'm connecting with that for the purpose of energetic balance, mm-hmm. and that's working for me. I'm not, let's put it this way, I'm not really great at getting communications unless they are really great. I've had some wonderful communications, but usually it's because the animals are fantastic at it. And so
what I'm feeling now that you've done some balancing is I don't feel that the cat is deceased. My feeling is that he's just kind of, he's a street guy, you know, or girl, whatever. It just feels like there's that cat is finding its way. And it kind of feels like it's doing what it needs to do, which I know it's really hard for us humans to imagine that, you know, in our mind, that a cat would jump out a window and, quote unquote, put itself in harm's way. But if it's compelled by its own high self, by its own soul, then it's going to go do. Yeah, I actually can see it like it's like purring around me right now. Like it didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings. It's just doing what it needs to do. So do you remember the cat's name?
I think they were going to call him Ray.
Okay, so let me just see if Ray has any interest in returning, and he says he might. So I don't think this one's a lost cause. And I also don't feel like I want to like pray for him to come home, because I feel like he's actually exactly where he needs to be. And when his guidance is to do something different, he'll do it. Nels, are you sensing anything else about Ray?
Well, I did do some reset with the fight or flight system, and that often helps, like if somebody was to go into the area where Ray was last seen and start looking around, they might find him. And then because his fight or flight system has been tuned down, he might even be amenable to being coaxed with treats to come back in. So
yeah, I'm definitely getting that image. Yeah, he looks pretty mellow in that vibration. I'm also feeling like whoever adopted him, you said that was your sister?
Yeah.
Okay, felt a lot of past life stuff flowing through here with Ray and your sister, and I just want to make sure, actually I can see it is. He's already starting to say, okay, I didn't jump out the window because of the past life stuff. Thank you, Robin, for seeing it, but it's not really the imminent issue at the time. He's just indicating that he's a free spirit, and he goes where he wants to go when he wants to go, and he's got a bit of Houdini in him. He's just not going to be contained. He's like a hummingbird. You just don't want to cage him. So I expect him to come home sometime around Halloween. That's my take on it.
He's getting food somewhere?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Take care. Thank you for the call.
Thank you for the call. We're going to go to Ann from somewhere in Washington who's looking for a past life reading with Robin. Hi, Ann. Welcome to Mystic Radio. You're on with Robin Alexis.
Oh, hi. Good afternoon. I'd love to heal my wounds of anxiety and fear. I'm divorcing my abusive husband and starting my life over, and I have a new job, and I got into a squabble with my boss on Sunday, and I really love working there.
You definitely need a clearing, Ann. Let's just jump right in here and see how much we can tend to you live on the air. Let's go to Nels first to see if he can quell your anxiety.
Yeah, when you said those words, anxiety and fear, it just opened the door wide open. And underneath that was this feeling of powerlessness, like everything's just washing you along and sweeping you along. And then the squabble thing is just part of your inner frustrations. We're going to heal this with the vibration of conscientious. And so what I want you to do is focus on that word, conscientious. And you're going to close your eyes and look to the left and take a breath and hold it and think the word conscientious and the number 8. Focus on conscientious and 8, holding your breath. I'm monitoring on your temples for this shift, getting out of powerlessness and into conscientious, which is who you really are. And there we go. That has shifted. You can breathe normally again. All right. Let's see how that looks, Robin.
Oh, that was a brilliant healing. And I am going to suggest, Anne, that the woman that we just talked about, Joy Eyre, who's working on producing a movie, she's also a particular type of healer. And I'm getting, like, God bumps on my arms that you would do well to work with her. So I'm going to have you email me, or I'd rather email Bob, bob@robinalexis.com, and ask for Joy's business information, and then you can call her and see if it's a good fit, because I'm feeling like it would be a great fit with the healing techniques that she uses. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely see you getting, and honestly, I'm already seeing another gentleman friend. So you're going to move through stuff very quickly. You've had a lot of agoraphobia and anxiety from previous incarnations, and you work through a lot of kind of the karmic data around that.
Yeah.
So you're ready to rock and roll, sister.
Yeah, like 369, you know?
Yeah. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do you want to talk to the healers today? Give us a call. Toll-free 888-298-5569. Locally in Seattle, 425-373-5527. Call us now. And now we're going to go to our old friend, Three Feathers. Hi, Three Feathers. Welcome to Mystic Radio.
Hi.
You're looking for a past life reading with Robin. You're on.
I am looking to see if there's any assistance or insight as to what's going on with my son. He has been kind of ill mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Oh, boy, there's a load there. Let's see what Nels wants to do in this situation.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be working through Three Feathers. So, I want you to picture your son, what's going on, how you feel about it in your heart and soul. And that's got a door open for us. And today is the day of powerlessness. There's that vibration again. So, and that's not only you, Three Feathers, but it's also your son as well. It's like this is a vibration you're both sharing here. So let's find what our best positive replacement for that is. And it is the feeling, well, this is interesting. This is the feeling of compatibility. And this is a lot about you too. So, I mean, the both of you. So I want you to focus on the feeling of compatibility, and our other listeners can do this as well. And if you can put a hand over your heart, do so and look down towards your heart. Take a breath in and hold it, focusing on the word compatibility and the number 8. And I'll be monitoring on the back of your head for this shift. Compatibility and the number 8. feed that in, and we've got good strong pulses. We're getting a great connection here. And there we go. We have that shift. So go ahead and breathe normally. Okay, that's looking pretty good on my end. How's it looking to you, Robin?
Oh, it cleared a whole lot of energy. And Three Feathers, I don't know if your son would be willing to, but I highly recommend that he work with Nels. And the reason is, when I work with Nels, what you do, or what I do, I don't know what else he does with other people, but I make a list of things that are disturbing me. So today I had a list of 20 things. Nels doesn't even ask what's verbally on the list. He'll just say, you know, how long is your list? And then we'll, you know, say like a quieting breathing time and get more connected. And then Nels will pick up, okay, we need to go to number three on your list. And he does his work and I feel better. So for someone who may not want to do like a talk therapy type thing, or, you know, they don't want to be vulnerable like that, I think that would be a really good person for your son to work with Nels, so that he can hold his privacy, but be able to work with someone who can help him adjust his frequency so he can kind of exfoliate some things that have gotten into his field. Do you think he'd be willing to do that?
No. No.
No, okay. So, Nels, in a situation like that, could Three Feathers work with you for her son, or that doesn't work that way?
Well, here's what I've observed, and that is we can't change other people. We can only change ourselves. But when we change ourselves, other people change in response to us. So that's where me helping Three Feathers, for example, could potentially help her son. But it's a little bit of a toss-up. There's more than just the clearing of energy like I do on the show here. There's ways of being that people have to shift themselves out of their current way to something different, or there's just no change enough in their vibration that the other person has any compelling need to shift. They shift automatically when the energy is different. That makes sense, Three Feathers?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, he is actually getting talk therapy now. We both are. We're recovering from domestic abuse, so... He's got a lot going on that I thought might be beyond the realms of the physical
it is.
And mental.
Yeah, it definitely is. And that's why I think approaching the situation differently is advisable. Thank you so much for your call. And please use the Reiki healing portals on robinalexis.com for this situation, the Mythbuster one. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. This is Mystic Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
This is Robin Alexis, and I am very, very excited to share with you my new book, Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember. It's a book about choosing love. There's 21 inspiring stories by different authors, including myself. The book can be found at Amazon.com. That's Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember.
Are the events of your life or the events of the world getting you down or off balance? Successful and conscious people recognize when their energy is off kilter. Busy parents and professionals can't afford to mismanage their energy. When you feel something is not right, schedule a one-on-one personal phone session with Robin Alexis immediately. When you realize you're out of balance and things are not going well. In a testimonial, one person said, "In my personal experience with Robin, she has brought peace of mind to my hectic life. She's like a psychic spiritual empowerment coach that I can rely on, who helps me reset my stamina in 1 hour. Call Bob now at 530-859-2499 and schedule your private one-on-one phone session with Robin Alexis. If it's more convenient, purchase your session at the Mystic Store on robinalexis.com. That's the Mystic Store at robinalexis.com, or call 530-859-2499. Let the metaphysical mother, Robin Alexis, help you keep it together in this unsettling world.
Have you ever experienced love or loss in your life? Of course you have. You're human. I'm Robin Alexis, the host of Sharing Love and Loss, a new show on Kixi that airs Fridays at 3 p.m. My guests share their stories of loving and losing, either a person, beloved pet, human rights, health, or anything else important. Together we learn how to move on. Please join me and my fascinating guests. Join the Sharing Love and Loss community Fridays at 3 or where you subscribe to your favorite podcast.
Are you aware that you can use the Mystic Radio archives just like an audio tarot deck? Robin Alexis invites you to her website, robinalexis.com. Click the About Mystic Radio tab, then click on Listen Now. That's where you'll find the archive of hundreds of past Mystic Radio programs. Then quiet yourself. Put your hands in the prayer position in front of your heart with feet flat on the floor. Now take a deep breath. Ask your intuition which program date you need to listen to in order to get the answers to your questions and concerns. Many people have told Robin they've received miraculous healings from the Mystic Radio archives. To continue your healing, you may be guided by your intuition to return to the archives and repeat this process. When Robin Alexis does this herself, she receives impeccable spiritual guidance that she's put into practice. So what are you waiting for? Go to robinalexis.com and use the archives of Mystic Radio for your own personal audio tarot deck. What have you got to lose? You might just get the answers you're looking for. That's robinalexis.com.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Welcome back to Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People and Pets from mystical Mount Shasta, California, and in the shadow of White Horse Mountain in Darrington, Washington. If it's Wednesday or Sunday, it's Mystic Radio. And to get in touch with Robin for one-on-one sessions, you can call me at 530-859-2499, or you can check out the website robinalexis.com. Go to the Mystic Store, purchase your session there, and I will call you to schedule it. And if you want Nell's contact information and his wonderful healing, you can go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now, you have a book that you've worked on for years and years and years.
Yes.
And it's now available.
It is Raising Humanity, Why We All Must Remember. And I'm truly proud of this book. It's a collection of stories where people come together to invoke the vibration of love. I mean, even if you look at the book and you hold the book in your hand, you will feel the vibration of love before you even read it. Now, once you have read it, if you're compelled to create a customer review for it on Amazon.com, I invite you to email me at spiritladyrobin@gmail.com. Let me know that you took the time to create a customer review for the book and ask me one free metaphysical email question, and I will respond to you in deep gratitude for helping me to get the book out to more and more people. So thank you for thinking about purchasing the book.
And you have a new show.
I do. I'm so in love with this show.
And it's on
Kixi, K-I-X-I, 880 a.m. in Seattle, Fridays from 3 to 3:30.
Or you can hear it
on anywhere.
Internet.
Yeah, that's right.
Just go to K-I-X-I in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your show about?
Sharing Love and Loss, it's deeply personal stories where I'm having a interview/conversation with people about things that they absolutely loved and then they lost it. And then what did they do? How did they recreate themselves after experiencing extraordinary loss? The first show was about a woman who was very, very good friends with James Foley, who was killed by the terrorists.
And how about the show coming up? What's that about?
The next show coming up is very interesting. It's about loving and losing a saint. And many people feel that they have met gurus or saints in their lives, and they absolutely love them, and they can't quite comprehend that those people might drop their bodies. And when they do, it's very traumatic for people who have been following saints and gurus. And so we talk about what is on the other side of that. How do you get your bearings after your own saint has dropped their body? And Pavati Marcus is who I interview, and she talks about her book, Whisper in the Heart, which is that her saint, Neem Karoli Baba, started to appear to people all over the world. And even though he died, he still showed up. That's what it's about.
Well, we're coming to the end of the show today. So, first of all, I want to thank all our wonderful listeners today. You always make the show what it is. Always thanks to Eric, who worked so hard for this show, back in the studio, for flying this bus for us here at Mystic Radio. We will see you next week, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific time. This is Mystic Radio, and thanks to Nels Rasmussen for being our co-host today. And you can go find his information at healingministryforanimals.com. This is Mystic Radio.